Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to our praise and worship. Whether you're on Facebook Live or YouTube or SAC.org for St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church, God is still worthy of our praise this morning. Amen. During the pandemic, this COVID-19, God is still worthy. He's still a healer. He's still our sustainer, and he is still worth our praise. Amen.
As we prepare for our call to worship, we invite you into the presence of the Almighty God. We have so much to thank God for. We are grateful to have you a part of our worship experience. At this time, we invite you to our scripture reading, which is found in the 34th number of the Psalms. And there you will find these words: I will exalt the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. My soul will boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Let us pray. Eternal God, we thank you this morning. We embrace who you are. We magnify who you are. Lord, as we look to the future, help us to embrace the past. Help us, dear Master, that as we move forward, Lord, we forget not all that Pastor Williams has labored to teach us. Help us, Lord, to remember all of the sermons and the Bible lessons that he has labored to deliver to us. Lord, let his teaching not be in vain. Then, Lord, it is only by you that we have gotten here to this day. We thank you, for it was nothing but your grace and your mercy that we are here today. So we ask that you bless the furtherance of this service. Lord, here we are today to worship you. Here we are today to praise you. Here we are to lift up our hands to tell you thank you for what you've done. And this is our call to worship.
I give myself to you. Oh, my life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. Here I am to worship. Bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Here I
now that you prepare your hearts and your mind. We have a few members that will be presenting on a video, making expressions this morning as we celebrate this time that the Lord has placed us in.
Thank you, Pastor Williams, for always standing firm on the word of God and never wavering.
Thank you, Pastor, for your leadership and for your ministry. I love you very much.
Thank you, Pastor Williams, for always supporting my goals and dreams, whether they be in the church or in my education.
Hey, Pastor, thank you for your wise counsel. Thank you, Pastor Williams, for being available, for being transparent, and always keeping real.
Thank you, Pastor Williams, for always being supportive and encouraging.
We love you, Pastor Williams, and we say thank you for all that you've done. Love, the Ignite Young Adult Ministry.
Thank you, Pastor Williams, for always standing firm on the Word of God and never wavering.
Thank you, Pastor, for your leadership and for your ministry. I love you very much.
Thank you, Pastor Williams, for always supporting my goals and dreams, whether they be in the church or in my education.
Hey, Pastor, thank you for your wise counsel.
Good morning out there. Even though we're going through a lot of this virus and all that different thing, just remember, you are still kept by His grace. That's a gift that He gives freely. Just remember that. If you care by the grace of God, let me see you clap those hands. Come on, clap those hands. Ooh, clap those hands. If you care by the grace of God, clap those hands. Oh, clap those hands. Come on, clap those hands. Oh, clap your hands.
Better to me than I've been to myself. Hello, my name is Kyle Black, and I am honored to share how Pastor Williams has helped and nurtured my spiritual growth. Other than my dad, Pastor has been one of the biggest and positive influence in my life that has led by example, and I will forever be grateful. He has demonstrated how I should always strive to be the man that God has intended for me to be, to have a personal relationship with our Savior, and to keep Him first in my life. I've watched and observed His walk with God, faithfulness, humbleness, and obedience. I look up to Pastor Williams and I thank him for touching my life and being the example that has helped shape and equip me into the young man I'm becoming. I will forever treasure his teachings, courage, wisdom, love, leadership, guidance, and preaching. I truly enjoyed the few times my sister and I would sit down and have lunch with that pastor. He would pour into us and always had a story to share. We would sit, eat, listen, laugh, and enjoy. Thank you for the special memories and time together that will always stay with me. I thank God for sending you, letting our path cross, and using you in a mighty way. Your role in my life and investment with me lets me know that I have a good, God-given purpose. Through you, I have seen when a person allows God to use them, you can affect an entire generation of people. And again, I thank you. I love you, Pastor Williams.
Good morning. My name is Lavella Matthews, and it is an honor to stand before you to share how my pastor, Dr. Ephraim Williams, has helped me in my spiritual growth. I joined St. Paul in 1976, and I have been a member for 44 years. Over the years, Pastor has been my mentor and a spiritual counselor. He has instilled in me the importance of having a personal relationship with Christ by studying His Word, maintaining a daily prayer life, and always trusting, leaning, and depending on God, no matter what it looks like, because there is nobody like Him. Pastor has taught me how to exercise my faith in all circumstances, because God is faithful and He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. This has truly helped me over the years, and especially during these challenging times. Because of your teachings and guidance, Pastor, I have become the godly woman, mother, and wife that I am today. Not only have you poured into me, but also my husband and especially my children. I love you, Pastor Williams, and I will forever be grateful for the love and support you have shown towards me and my family. Thank you, Pastor Williams.
Good morning, Dr. Ephraim Williams, Reverend Kenneth Reese, Minister Pusius Boku, Brother Lamont Harris, Board of Deacons, Trustees, Associate Ministers, the Kingdom Men Small Accountability Group, and my St. Paul family. My name is Dr. Sunday Oyewole. I stand here before you as a testament to the power and glory of your Almighty God. I would not be here before you today if it had not been for His love on my side. God chose Dr. Ephraim Williams to fulfill His purpose for my life and for my family. When I was dealing with my research and challenges, I had some issues with my youngest son, Brother Lamont, Brother Precious Poku, and Pastor guided my son and provided support for me and my wife. Pastor William, because of your love and compassion, I devoted half of a page of my dissertation acknowledgement specifically for you. St. Paul, I don't have time to tell you all the details about my spiritual journey with Pastor Williams, but here I'm here to tell you that Pastor William was a saving grace for me to become a doctor today. Pastor William is my father, my friend, my counselor. Praise God, O my soul, and His holy name, for all you have done for me. God bless you, Dr. Williams, and prolong your life to continue to reap the fruit of your labor.
Good morning. It is for me an honor to be here and to be alive. I could be here and still not alive. To my Heavenly Father and to the radio audience, members, friends, and associates to the St. Paul's Church. I would like to express myself to all of you for your kindness, love, and patience with me. Being pastor for over 49 years, all of you have been kind, loving, and good friends. Thank you, and may God continue to bless his blessings be upon you. As we move on to the St. Paul's deacons, trustees, music department, and all the other members in the leadership and over ministries in this church, I have been blessed to have a good team. Thank you for working so hard. A strong ministry. Because of the virus, I was not able to, my friends, close out my retirement, spending time with the children, the youth, young adults, and to the church as a whole. The church had many things planned, but you know, God knows what's best. Brother ministers, who is the associate minister of this church, thank you. May God, and may your ministry be a blessing to the world. Pray for the present and the future endeavor of my life. Be loving for the rest of your life. This works. Be loving, be kind, be patient. And my friends, and always communicate with people and God on their side. There's nobody like him. Thank you.
Good morning to Pastor Williams, Pastor Reese, Sister Reese, my church family and friends. Oh, to God be the glory. What a blessing to be here today on such a special occasion, to stand before you to tell you what Pastor Williams meant to me in my life. So to you, Pastor Williams, I want to say thank you for all your encouragement. Thank you for allowing me to serve you as part of the ministry of this church. And believe me that you would always be in my prayers. Thank you for encouraging my family. Thank you for taking my grandson under your wing to show him the right way to go. Thank you for encouraging my daughters, my grandchildren. Thank you, Pastor Williams, for even when you call when I tell you that there's illness with my sisters, when you called to encourage them, you didn't have to do it, but you did. And I thank God that you have been my pastor for 44 years. And I just love you, and God knows that you worked hard to make us the church that you would have us to be, that God would have us to be. I thank you, and I praise you, and I pray you many years after this day that God will continue to bless you and hold you up, for you will always be in my prayers. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hello, I'm very grateful to have this opportunity to share a little bit about what Pastor Williams means to me. I'd like to start off with the scripture from John 13, 14 through 17. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do what I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither is he that sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. Pastor Williams has influenced my spiritual growth by providing a consistent example of love, kindness, and relentless faith. He is a leader, and by following his example, I have learned to lead a better life, be a leader in my home, be a leader in my circle of influence, and most importantly, lead others to Christ. Dr. Ephraim Williams, my pastor, has, in the 5 years of my membership with St. Paul and my reconciliation with God through my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, become, behind my parents, the single most influential person in my life. I love you, Pastor. I thank God for allowing my life to intersect with your life. I could never thank you enough. I pray the Lord continue to keep you and bless you. Congratulations on your 49th anniversary. I love you.
Lord, I'm glad.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for the peace with my fellow man.
And I thank you. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Friends, as we come this morning to bring to you the message, which is very, very dear to my heart. The subject of today, of the message, if Christ had not come. I appreciate Sister Cheryl's love and her son. She's here from Texas. Her son lives here. Cheryl grew up with my kids and part of myself and ministry at the Greater Light Baptist Church, and then she came to St. Paul, which is a continuation of her spiritual growth and life. Thank you for the kindness of you staying over for the last
under pastoral guidance message. Now, in the text today, you will discover Paul talks about Galatians 4 and 5. He says, but when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. When you look at this and look at Paul, you will discover, my friends, that undoubtedly Paul is one of the major figures of the Christianity. He clearly dominates much of the New Testament. I wish to share again, I appreciate each one of you who are here and ministers and soloists. That song about "Thank You, Lord," I've been singing that without a voice for years. Every time I was blessed or cursed by somebody, I always thank the Lord that he watched over me. And when I was blessed, I thanked him because he didn't have to do it. So friends, more than half of the book of Acts is about Paul. In addition, about one-fourth of the entire New Testament is made up of his letters. And if we include letters he wrote and letters that have been attributed to him, he would be very scholarly and scholarly known. When you look at Paul, he was a fighter for the Lord. He believed that when he was protecting the law, that was his job. When he rolled over to protect Jesus Christ, he knew that was his job, because he met the master on the Damascus Road. Where did you meet God? Or have you ever met him? St. Paul, television and radio audience, have you really met him? Now you say, but I'm young, I have time. You says, I'm tired of hearing that. Or you says, I got myself together. You better make sure, because you never know when the trumpet will sound for you to come home. And there's nobody can put a hold on God when he calls you home. That's why I've always said and always try to practice after I was 18 years old and in between that don't, you can be whatever you want to be, but don't be a phony with God. Because he knows, God already knows what's next week. And we don't even know what's this afternoon. So we need to thank him for all that he has been to us. When I look at God, when I look at what he has done, have you thought about, my friends, have you really thought about, there is nobody like God. And God is the source of our strength. But if he would not have come, where would we be today? Church, listen very carefully. Colossians 1 and 14, it says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. It's wonderful to know that your friends forgive you, but it's better to know when God forgives you. Christ coming to this earth as he did has made a tremendous difference. And it is, I mean, a difference. By him coming between, there's a difference between utterance despair and glorious hope. There's a difference in between, my friend, the horrible misery and satisfying of contentment. There's a difference in between, when you look at it, aggravating frustrations and comfort and peace. He brought to us what nobody else has never done. When you look at it, when we really look at it, there's a difference between paralyzing fear and bold determination. There's a difference between spiritual defeat and spiritual victory. When I sit down and think about the difference between, my friends, when you really look at it, sadness and unspeakable joy. Don't let the world trick you. The world can make you happy for moments, but God can make you happy the rest of your life. When I think about if he would not have come, it is a difference between eternal death and everlasting life. If Christ had not come, church, then is all probability, I would think, my friend, that our burdens would be much heavier than they are now. Our nights would be much longer if Christ had not come. Friend, our sorrow would be much sadder. Our heights would be much deeper, and our problems would be much larger if Christ had not come. My mother said to me on one occasion, we was making preparation for buy gifts for us, and I said to my mother, "Mama, you want some water?" She was quilting. You don't know what that is, but you make your own quilts. And she said, "Yes, I was. I went and got her some cold water." And I said, "How long are you going to be quilting tonight?" She said, "Oh, not too long." I was budding her up to buy me a bicycle the color that I wanted. Friends, she said, "Now, what is it that you want?" I said, "What do you mean, what do I want? I didn't tell you I want anything." She said, "But you're too nice this evening. You want something." So I said, "Yes, I want a blue bicycle. In the neighborhood, they got different colors, but I want a blue one." She said, "Did you talk to your daddy?" I said, "He told me to talk to you. If I'd been like the young generation today, I would have said, you in charge, but I couldn't say that." But she was in charge. She said to me, "What you want to do, we have had devotion. You want to thank the Lord for the bicycle." Presently, I thought something was wrong with her. I don't have the bicycle, and she's telling me to thank him for it. That's why I like that song so much. What she's saying, it's available. But you thank the Lord that he will provide so we can get it. Sometimes we pray for nothing. "Lord, help me," and then we go and do something different. If we want him to help us, what are we putting into it? Amen. I shall never forget. I've gone through a lot of problems and headaches with other people, not me. When we was trying to borrow some money from the bank called me. the gentleman from the bank, he knew of me, and he said, we need to speak with you. And we went to the bank and made a petition for a loan. And there had been four people. These was Afro-Americans. And went ahead of me and tried to block us from getting the loan. And the man told me the names of all of them. I said, well, that's fine. Don't bother. So when I got the loan, I called the leader of that group. I said, we got to $4 million and we got it on our terms. Why I told you that story? I told you that because if Jesus would not have come, we wouldn't have had that kind of connection. I've seen case after case when the world's people try to block it and Jesus go around and show up right in front of them. You cannot beat God. It's no matter how you try, because one of the reasons you can't beat him, you didn't make him, he made you. Maybe you forgot that. And so you who are listening, my brothers and sisters, to me today, if Jesus would not have come, where would we be at this hour? What would we be doing? Would we be serving him? Would we be singing praises? Would we be somewhere giving thanks? Or will we be in some gutter hanging over from drinking? Where would we be? Or would we be somewhere arguing if he would not have come? Our temptation would be much greater, and our journey through this life would be much heavier if Jesus would not have come. In all that is going on today, you haven't seen nothing yet if Jesus had not come. This is temporary, but Jesus is everlasting. My brothers and sisters, whenever you think about who you are and where you are, then you thank God for sending his son to redeem mankind. Then the circumstances, if he had not come, would have already destroyed us, our circumstances. If he had not come, the hardships would have already defeated us. If Jesus would not have come, then our fears would have already overwhelmed us. If Jesus would not have come, then our hands would be up in the air with no weight to bring them down. If Jesus would not have come. If Jesus would not have come, some of you wouldn't be in the position you're in now. If he would not have come, some of you wouldn't have the jobs you have or the income that you have or the house you live in. But because of his presence, he made a way. And that way has been for you and for me. If Jesus would not have come, there would be no churches in the community. What would this world be like with no churches in the community? I'll tell you, it would be worse than hell. Because Jesus came, he's still in charge. I heard last week that we don't know America, half of America might be destroyed by the virus. We don't know what's going to happen, but I can tell you this, there is a God who knows what's going to happen. He might not tell us, but he is going to let whatever happens as long as he wants to. And when he get ready, he's going to shut it down. Hallelujah to my King. And friends, as I think about being pastor of this church for almost 50 years, I was counting this week just some of the burdens outside, not inside, the church has gone on. And yet, I stand here this morning to tell you, there's nobody like Jesus.
There's just nobody like God. My brothers and sisters, I had the opportunity to serve in ministry for 3 months out of a year out of this country. But I was called to St. Paul and my dedication was here. Somebody said to me, well, why don't you go? You're not going to ever get that opportunity again, but I have an opportunity. And my opportunity is every day I look up and thank him. Every moment I try to help somebody else who don't know him. Every moment I try to encourage somebody that knows him but don't follow him. It's good to talk about church, but it's another thing to be in church. But it's another thing higher for the church to be in you. Friends, let me try to put it another way. God in the believer is like a baby in a mother's arms. The mother knows that baby is going to grow to the point that he or she would not be in her arms. He or she would be able to take care of themselves. That's what happened to the believer. There's a Jesus in us that's growing. Is he growing in you? Which means every day he's taking over a little more and a little more and a little more. Amen. I was in a community some years ago now, and we got lost. We went to three places, and they wouldn't even open their mouth. We tried to get them to give us direction to get back on the freeway because we had got lost. And it was outside of Chicago. So I said, don't worry about it. Park the car and let's talk to God about it. And he parked the car. All of a sudden, the highway patrol came. He got out. He said, you're having car trouble? I said, no, sir. We are lost. We're trying to find the freeway. And everywhere we go, we run out. He said, that's no problem. Follow me. He led us to the freeway. Now, you might take that as just a normal job for him, not necessarily. He could have not even looked at me because I was black. But you see, I don't serve a black God. He led us to the freeway. And then he said, now, if you think something's going to happen, I can lead you on back into Illinois, back in Chicago. Why am I telling you that? I'm telling you that because if you're following Jesus, you will never get lost. He'll always raise up somebody to lead you to your direction. And so when I think about my friends, if Jesus would not have come, where would I be this morning? Yes, I'm retiring, stepping down from pastoring, but not from serving Jesus. I'd serve him for the rest of my life. I'd be preaching for the rest of my living life. I'd be teaching as long as I can talk. I'd be thanking him as long as I can open my mouth. I'd help people as long as I can speak. When I can't speak, I wave my hand, tell them to move on up. There is a bright side of life somewhere, but you have to find it for yourself. If Christ would not have come, I wouldn't have an opportunity to go to heaven. If Christ would not have come, I wouldn't have had nobody to die for me because they had everybody to search and was nobody qualified to come down this earth to redeem Ephraim. But Jesus said, I'll go. Prepare me a body. And I'm glad he came. Long time ago, my friends, hundreds of years, they had heard no message, no God. And Jesus showed up. And every time he showed up, he always showed out. Hallelujah to the King. Thank you, Jesus, for coming. There's nobody like you. Long, long time ago, I accepted Christ as a boy. Didn't know what I was doing in terms of knowing him. But when I reached 12 years old, I decided to get to know him for myself. I didn't listen. I didn't depend on mama, dad, brother, or sister. I got on my knees and said, Lord, I got to know you if you're alive. if you're alive, show up in my life. And he showed up. And ever since that day, I've been walking with him. I've been talking with him. Because there's nobody like him. Thank you, Jesus, for coming. If he had not have come, where would we be today? I repeat, where would we be today? St. Paul, don't give up. Don't give out. Keep on marching. There is a bright side somewhere. Keep on searching until you find it. You will be blessed when you find it, my friend. So don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. My friends, if you have not decided and you haven't started, start pressing on the upward way. New heights you will be gaining every day. Thank you. Thank God. If Christ had not come, where would we be? God bless you.